Thanks, Lee.
You must really look forward to this time of the year. The colours are delightful. Endless colour. Tulips up there at Table Cave.
Yeah, that's right. It's a really fun time to be around. It's a lot of work, of course, but we really enjoy having people and sharing the tulips with them. It's lots of smiling faces around at the moment.
Seeing some nice smiles on kids' faces and parents alike just on Facebook, but there's nothing better than getting out there in the fresh air on top of Table Cape and experiencing it for yourself. It takes a fair bit, doesn't it, to get these involved? It's not just over 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, it's nearly a whole year process to sort of get the getting the tulips to flower. And, we're sort of, planting in, May and, flowering now, harvesting around Christmas and grading throughout the whole summer. And it's a fair process, but it all seems worth it when you see them out in flower now.
What, 30 years now? So it's been there for a long, long time, but it truly is just a lovely neck of the woods, isn't it, up there at Table Cave?
It looks magnificent.
And we're getting good response. We've had, I suppose, busloads of visitors wander on up there over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've been really sort of starting to see all the school holiday kids come through now, and it's sort of a great little activity for the kids to do during the holidays at the farm. And, lots of great little pictures of kids in the tulips at the moment.
It's nice.
Nice fun. Yeah.
Whether you've seen it for the first time or perhaps many times, you really can't get enough. You can't get enough of them.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've grown up with it, of course, but every year when they flower again, you're just sort of like, oh, wow, yeah, that's right. You know, that's why we do it. Yeah, so it is something that it's hard to sort of capture in the images, and people really enjoy the coming out and experiencing it. It's not just the sight, it's the full experience.
So when could we pop up and have a bit of a look through the month of October, David?
Yeah, so we're open now all the way through to the towards the end of October. We're not 100% sure of the closing date, but we think that this sort of coming weekend with the Tulip Festival and the next weekend are going to be awesome. And then they'll probably start to slow down a little bit after that, but they will still be good viewing even after that. If people are checking out Facebook and Instagram, then they'll be able to see when they're at their best.
Facebook, Instagram, tablecapetulipfarm.com.au is the website. It really is, truly is a showpiece to the festival, and it's great to see with all the pandemic over the last couple of years, David, that Spring Loaded Festival is back in October, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's been a really good initiative from the council to keep the sort of the spirit of the festival going with Spring Loaded, and it's a real credit to them that they've got it up and running again this year. And I think a lot of people are looking forward to coming out on Tulip Festival Day. It's going to be super busy at the farm, so there are, of course, other days you can come and see the tulips. The Sunday or the Friday, or
that's right,
or during the next week or the next weekend. So if it feels all a bit too busy on the day, then come another time.
Always appreciate your time and send me a breakfast for a bit of a chat with us, David.
Great. Thanks, Lee.